You are listening to see. I can see it. CKUD in Montreal.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
With the new Stara. Welcome to Western News
on CKUT 90.3 FM. People's Station.
See my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around.
I'm
seem like I've turned it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen like I've turned it around.
get up and stand up, done. Step up, bless up. Cause after all is said and done, ooh, you're not young, no one done. Hush, hush, little soldier.
And good afternoon to you, Montreal. And of course, Sunshine Radio, the very beautiful DC area, covering Pompano, or Tampa, all the way in Florida. My name is Howard Carr, and I'm just getting off a very lovely, lovely birthday in these troubled times, and I'm just going to jump out there because I was trying to answer everybody individually. It would have taken me 2 years. So I just want to say many thanks, muchas gracias to the people that really cared for me, that would say, you deserve every minute of it, Stretch. And I thank you. That's not a reason why we do this program. It's all about the love. The love of music, the love of the Caribbean people, the love of just coming across to you. And nothing beats when you see someone, somebody comes up to you and say, hi, Stretch. You have no idea who you're speaking to, but that person knows you because of this program, because of this radio station. And I thank them, because it's what we have and we're using it. Open the show with the choir, and they say, my God will turn it around. Luciano, brand new Luciano. By the way, he's listening along with Jack Cotton in Jamaica at the moment. Heavenly Father. And a singer that I've always adored from years, many years ago. She's from New York City. Her name is Anicia Banks. Brand new music from her album, The Power of Love. Want to remind those of you who are expecting a Zoom today, there's no Zoom today. I know. And but thanks to those who tuned in to Sparrow Zoom last weekend. I was told by management it was off the hook on their internet. So I thank you. I thank you. And, you know, by the way, if any of you would like to see someone, that, who would like to hear someone that we could invite and thing, just call me, 514-947-2558. You can leave a message and we'll try and, between Drew, myself, and Nicholas, we'll try and get whosoever you want on here, all right? And Miss Faitlin Sankar, of course. Although you're not hearing their voices, they're right there. But only one person can be in the studio, they say. So Montreal, the Zoom with Sparrow, as I was saying, I was speaking to a gentleman who reminded me that I need to give out the meeting for the Zoom more often. And I thank you, sir. The meeting ID, that is, all right? Because I know I suffer from that thing, too. If I don't see or write, if I try to write it down, by the time I reach the second letter, I forget what the other, I even forget what the first two letters I wrote, so, or numbers, whatever it is. So I took your advice. Listen, I have no complex in that respect. If you want to tell me I'm doing wrong, all right, I appreciate it very much, all right? Not that he was saying I was doing anything wrong. He just said to remind people of the number more often, and I will from now on. It's just that when you're doing the program with the Zoom, you're watching the Zoom, you're thinking of the questions, you're doing this, you're doing that, pushing up volume and all that. But with Sparrow last week, it was fun. Really fun. I enjoyed myself because I followed my mind, and I did, I did what I because you see what happened. What I'm trying to say, I had a whole set of questions for Sparrow, because I've had a pleasure of knowing Sparrow since 1968, the year before I left to come to Canada. And I introduced him on stage at a club called Brown Jug in Ocherias. You heard me say that before. And when I said Calypsonian and he started singing Only a Fool Breaks His Own Heart, the people were screaming, you know, like the Beatles time. They were screaming. I couldn't believe it. But that was Sparrow. He has a beautiful voice. When I say beautiful voice, take away the loud music from him and just let him sing by himself. Then you'll hear. So it was good. The staff was pleased with it at CKUT, and you guys were pleased with it. So that's what it's all about. We do this so that we can let you enjoy Caribbean music with a mixture of everything in it. Yes, so we're looking for somebody because we want somebody who is going to be, what the word is, you know, somebody that is, because for me, whenever I'm doing an interview, I learned this from a very big radio personality here in Montreal. It's not an interview like I'm interviewing you for a job. I'm interviewing you. I'm talking with you. I don't want to get too technical. So do you cut your hair with a spoon in the sky and garbage like that? No. we want to talk because people are interested. And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong in knowing the person that you're talking with. You know, and that's how I do my interviews. So, Sparrow, when the crowd hit me on the Zoom and I said, anybody have anything to say to the Sparrow? Everybody hands was up. So that's when I said, you know, okay, there goes my questions. We will do it again maybe in the fall. I'll see if I can get him and talk with the Sparrow. Sparrow. Cheese. You know, I love a lot of the Calypsonians coming out of Trinidad. But, you know, I admire the Sparrow. I admire Kitchener, Lord Melody. I had the pleasure of seeing them. Kitchener was always the best dressed man walking around in the savannah. While everybody had on costumes, half naked, who, whatever, he had on a suit. A big suit. I forgot what they call those suits. Loose fitting. And he, hey, Kitchener, how are you, man? I want to say hello to my friend. Good afternoon to Miss Mary Figuera, who listens to this station, supports this station with her money. And I don't mean only this program, but every program on this station, she supports, and we love it. We love it. What can I say? So Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow? Who remember those nursery rhymes in school? So Montreal, it's 4:23. You know, I worked with a guy for many years in a band. Coming up will be Ted, of course. We want to find out where he was hiding last week. And then at 2:45, I have the daughter and the granddaughter of my friend who just parted this earth. You know, to even say his name, I find it hard. You know, Victor. Ah, boy. But when I come back, let me catch my composure and I'll come back. As I was saying about this guy, he was my band leader for 7-8 years. And since the band broke up and all that, we went our separate ways. Not that we separated far. He's still in LaSalle. I'm still on West Island. And so forth, if I have anything I want to get done musically, because he's brilliant. Don't tell him I said that, okay? He said maybe get stolen. But he is brilliant when it comes to music. He plays several instruments. Every instrument you hear on this album that he's releasing. I'll tell you more about it next week. I'm going to do a full in-depth of it. And we will talk more. But he not only sings in good Trinidadian English, but he does well in Quebec French. This is Mr. Martin Albino, a brand new release. It's all in French, so I can't say what's in it. No. Beautiful song.
Souviens-toi qu'il y a toujours quelqu'un qui n'attend que toi. souvenir. Rappelle-toi qu'une fois t'as le passé, il y a l'avenir. C'est pour moi, tu te dois de remettre l'amour dans ton vie. Ouvre grand ton cœur, cherche pas ailleurs, écoute ce qu'il te dit. Ne laisse pas passer la chance d'être aimé. Le cœur devient moins lourd quand ton est un amour. Ne laisse pas passer la chance d'être aimé. Le cœur devient moins lourd quand ton est un amour.
Ah, yeah, that's my band leader. That's Mr. Martin Albino. Beautiful voice, and he hid it all the time because he wanted us to work. Now he would sing our one song now and again. That's Mr. Martin. Let me close this. I'm listening to the program at the same time. And he hid it all the time because he wanted us to work. Here we go. I'm listening to the program as I go along. I want to hear my beautiful voice. You don't mind, do you? Just kidding. Ted, if you're there, hook me up, brother. I'm going to play some commercials. And right after the commercials, I want to talk to Ted. I want to know where he was last week, hanging out where and so forth and so forth. So let me get into... Somebody just write me. I got to read it after. Oh, God. I love this program. No, no, not yet again, Martin. I tell you, not yet. Not yet, okay? I want to play the commercials first and talk to Ted.
The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. The alert level in your region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided, and traveling to yellow zones is forbidden. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about the other measures in place. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
I'm having a spot of problem here. While Ted is coming on, I'll see. Brother Ted...
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Hey, long time. Are we on, Mr. Carr?
Yes, sir. You're on.
It's so good to hear your voice. I miss you. It's a whole week.
I know. Same here.
It's the second week.
Same here, my brother. What's up?
But I was not idle. I was busy. Although I have diminished work. Consular work because of the COVID, things have slowed down quite a bit.
Right.
Every now and then I get a spurt of work. In the last few days alone, we had the workers coming in, the temporary workers arriving in Quebec. We have several things to talk about. 23 workers from Grenada arrived in Toronto on April 16 on a special flight. To be exact, 23 Grenadians, 18 St. Lucians and 95 St. Vincent and Grenadines guys arrived in Toronto on Friday the 16th around midnight, the night. And then they go through a couple, at least an hour or two of, going through the the landed stuff, you know, so they get the passport stamp and they go through the medical checks and everything. And then most of the guys stayed in Ontario, but at least 20 Grenadians were transported by a special bus we sent from Sherbrooke to pick them up in Ontario and drove them directly back to Quebec. And they were in their houses, their home away from home, at 9 a.m. last Saturday morning. So that kept us busy for the last week. And then on Saturday, I did two affidavits on a passport. And I spent some time with the St. Vincent and Grenadines community here in Montreal, because they had their drive, their food and hygienic items drive delivery at Father James Church last Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So I delivered a few items there on Saturday and spent some time with them. And with anyone that's in the sound of my voice, I'm urging you, your relatives and friends, to pool your resources and donate whatever you can to the St. Vincent and the Grenadines aid and fund drive wherever you hear of one. Every little bit goes along with to help our neighbors in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And it has been a difficult time for them for the past week, because over 16,000 Vincentians had to be evacuated from the red zone, which is the northern part of the island, into the southern part of the island, and they were separated, probably living with relatives, friends, and most of them going into shelters, government-arranged shelters. They've turned to schools. Because of COVID, a lot of schools have been closed, and the children are going to school from home. They're doing learning from their home. So the schools are available. Whatever schools are available, they've now put people in there living temporarily. As to when they'll be able to return to their homes in North, I do not foresee that right now. The inches of ash everywhere. The government they've told people, do not go back. You have to stay away, because the volcano continually spews ash into the air,
right?
And moving, it's terrible. It's just not conducive for people to live there. And so we have 60% of the agricultural arable land mass, which produces tons of food, it is now unusable, and with no idea of return to normalcy.
Wow.
It's a difficult situation, and they need help. They will need a lot of millions. They will need millions and millions of dollars, hopefully from the United Nations and other countries in Europe and North America, Canada, United States, and the European nations to help them. We're not talking about loans here. We want them to step up and give grant aid to St. Vincent to help put them back in their feet.
Yeah.
This is not a situation to ask them to pay a loan, no matter what type of interest rates and what kind of deal you want to give. They just need assistance, and this is a time for these countries that have so much. I mean, we do have some. And we should help St. Vincent at this time. They need the help.
All the other islands down there are coming through, man. I love that. I see they're bringing in, I think it's Dominica, one of them countries, $1 million.
Yes, and Grenada has also agreed, has also offered $1 million. And one nation after the other, look, we're on the same boat, but we're going to stretch a hand out. Little Karakou sent a boat of water and food. So from Karakou, Trinidad and Tobago sent at least a massive, massive ferry with 50 soldiers to handle it. They sent their own equipment, their trucks and everything on the ferry, food and cases, hundreds of cases of water. It was just a beautiful sight to see. And they told the Prime Minister when he met them, the colonel at the port, and she met with them, and she said, "Prime Minister, there's another boat on its way, on the way. They're going to be here tonight." He said, "What?" She said, "Yes, more coming." And it was so, so beautiful to hear those words.
Yeah.
And you could see the look on his face.
He was surprised.
He was surprised and overjoyed with the outpouring of help that the other Caribbean islands around him is just descending upon them with water. Why water is important is because the ash has gone into all the water system. All the water catchment is covered with ash. So now that water is no longer suitable for drinking. So the water has to come from outside. Another beautiful move by the Trinidad and Tobago government, they sent at least one or two Coast Guard boats to St. Vincent to help. And they stopped in Grenada, picked up 10 policemen from Grenada and soldiers, and took them and continued to St. Vincent. And that night, the St. Vincent government swore in the Grenadian policemen as special constables.
Wow.
To give them the power to operate in St. Vincent. I mean, the hands are just reaching out to St. Vincent, which is fantastic.
Nice. Nice.
Yes. And the great thing about it is that even up north, I expect Jamaica, Martinique sent a Coast Guard ship with foodstuff, cots, tents. The outpouring is there. And the system is there. We have some of our top specialty persons from Grenada trained in disaster management. His name is Superintendent Sylvan McIntyre. He's Grenada's top well-trained person in this field, and he has been seconded to St. Vincent for the last couple of weeks. He's been up there now at least two months. I'm not sure we're going to get him back because apparently he's doing a fantastic job. The Prime Minister of St. Vincent has mentioned his name several times.
Yes, he has.
Yeah. So anyone within the Sundial Voice here in Montreal, anywhere in the world, please stretch your hand out to St. Vincent and the Grenadines at this time. Let us show them some love. Let them know that we care. I know we still talk about COVID and COVID is still in the island, but at this time, it's moving along very well, and we are getting more and more vaccines in the Caribbean. As of today, we have close to 12,000 people in Grenada that have received the first dose, and close to 1,000, to be exact, 985 persons as of last night, has received the second dose. And we're looking at late fall for things to start returning to a new normal, because the SGU, one of the highest employers in Grenada, is returning. The university will reopen in August of this year, and so we'll see a lot of flights going in again.
Nice.
One fantastic thing that has happened: 2 days ago, the Grenada government has advised that people come to Grenada that has both shots and that can prove that they have the first and second vaccine, and they've had the PCR test 3 days prior to getting on the aircraft. When they get to Grenada, they will have to have one PCR test at the airport, quarantine for up to 48 hours, and wait for the results. And if you're clear, you're good to go. So you can see the Caribbean going from 14-day quarantine down to 7 or 8 days quarantine. And if you're vaccinated, it may go to 2 days or 3 days. So that is progress. And that's what I count as progress. And that's why I hope to take my first trip in 2 years in August.
You have a right to laugh.
I know 2 years ago, Mr. Carr, but soon we will do together.
Yeah, you have a right to laugh because, you know, I could be on that trip too, yeah?
Well, we'll talk again more about this trip later in the year. That's
no,
sure.
just kidding, my friend. I ain't leaving nowhere right here now in Montreal. I'm a chicken. I'm a big chicken. Especially.
No need. Another good news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of the Caribbean, right now in the Caribbean, there's no way we're going to get the Pfizer and the Moderna because the United States and Canada has purchased nearly all the projected manufacturing of these two vaccines over the next 6 months or 8 months down the road. Mm-hmm. So the only vaccine in the Caribbean right now is the AstraZeneca, which is made under license in India by an Indian company. However, it's just as effective, and it's the only one we can get right now, so I'm urging people to take the AstraZeneca. Well, our prime minister in Canada took the AstraZeneca, I think it was Thursday or Friday, both he and his wife.
Yes, so I saw that.
There's no need to be concerned. It's a good vaccine, and it's effective. And it's good to help save lives. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah,
another very important point I should make before I go. Cuba has come up with at least five vaccines. And more than likely, two of the five will go to market very soon. The first one is called the Soberana.
Mm-hmm.
And that one has already been purchased by Venezuela, Iran, and other countries. The countries that are, as we say, pushed to the side. I think you get where I'm going with this. I have to be careful. But these countries believe that the vaccine coming out of Cuba will be one of the answers for the rest of the real world.
Yeah.
Apart from the others that have, you know, purchase all the big one, the big names, the Pfizer, Moderna. But we believe, and I hope, not for me, but for mankind, for the rest of the world, that Cuba is successful in the last set of trials that's going through. The Iranian government has agreed to allow Cuba to test over 50,000 people in Iran for the last trial. And they have already agreed to purchase millions of doses once it goes to the extraordinary approval to use. So there is light. I would say there's more than light at the end of the tunnel.
All right,
we
Teddy.
Can hear the train. We can see the train. Let us not waver this time. Let us keep our foot in the gas.
It's coming. It's coming. I gotta go. Because I'm expecting, why am I getting that sound in the mic? I'm expecting a call from Victor Martin's family. So, Brother Ted.
It's always a pleasure talking to you, sir. Have a fantastic evening. Enjoy the rest of the evening and the weekend. You and the family, fantastic. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye for now.
Boy. This is so hard to do because I can't really grasp it. Thank you, Ted. You ladies want to give me a call now, and we will just chit-chat a little bit about your father and grandpa. In the meanwhile, let me listen to this.
All right, you ready? All right, Gramps, let's see if we can do
the
this.
The music is not difficult, you know.
No.
But I used to play music, so I know timing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm still playing. I used to play the pans that thing, music, all different things. I know timing.
Yeah, you can hear it come in.
Yeah, you can hear it. Even in the church, sometimes people come in. What's wrong with them? Why they come all the time and they don't, you know?
After about saying all that, you have to nail this one here, right? On camera, too.
You don't see.
All right, you ready, Grabs? Bringing glasses the day after. Okay. Take 20.
Yeah, I'm going to stop it right there. Ladies, give me a call now, please. And this is Grandpa. I hope someday I will be this lucky to have my grandson singing with me. And this is granddaughter singing. All right? They're going to call me and we're going to chit-chat a little bit about a man who has made his contribution to this fine city of ours, Mr. Victor St. Martin. I just can't get into it because me, I'm not that strong. I will bawl on the government radio. So, you know, I'm waiting on them to call me. So when they do, we'll put them on here. All right? Grandpa and granddaughter singing.
You don't bring me flowers, you don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore when you come to the door at the end of the day.
St. Martin with his granddaughter left this world only
that was near perfect.
You should see the video. It's on YouTube, all right? I'm telling you, the granddaughter. What happened? Ladies, are you going to call me? You're supposed to call me now, right? You have like 10, 11 more minutes to go. What's up? What's up? Come on, give me a call. Let me able to talk to somebody here because I don't want to mess up the names. I'm very good at messing up people's names. All right? He was cremated last week, and as his granddaughter said and his daughter said, what's wrong? Let me give out the number again. Maybe it's 947-2558. That's the number, 2558. Come on, ladies, we need to talk to you. Haven't got much time. But He was cremated last week. I used to admire this guy, how he keeps himself always in shape. Always in shape. You know, whenever I see him, I would be pulling up my stomach. How are you doing, Victor? Victor always looked in shape. So when I heard he had died, I was totally, totally surprised. And his daughter told me that he was sick for a couple of months. And he fought it all the way. Because you know, I think I told the ladies the wrong time, so I'll stretch it out. Did I say 5:15 or 5:45 or 4:45? Yeah, I think I told them the wrong time. So my head is messed up. I don't know about you folks out there. Let me confess here. My head is messed up. You know, I was just telling Martin this morning, he called me to ask, I called him to ask him about something, and I couldn't remember what I called him to ask him. I'm not going to lie about that. You know, it's the other day I went to go look for something in my car, and I got to the car, and I said, what the hell did I come here for? You know, I'm not lying. I miss my young friends around me. I got my energy from them, from Faith Lynn Sankar, from even Emil too, when he's dancing. But Colin and, well, Nicholas is with me every Saturday, although I'm so mad at him and Drew. They're my posse, you know. And they are the last people I heard from wishing me happy birthday. So I just cuss off both of them. But he's here with me, Mr. Nicholas. Not that we're talking, but because he completely forgot me. He didn't call me to wish me happy birthday. When you get to my age, all these things matters, you know, Nicholas. I keep telling you that. You know, you're like my son. You're Colin. You, Faith, is my daughter. You is my son's. And, you know, you guys got to take care of me. But you know what? I'm going to send you all to my brother in Washington, D.C. Yeah. He just texts me here, and I need somebody to have him arrested. Let me see if I can find what he said about the French. He wrote, merci beaucoup. From Maryland. You know I mess up the French language. Beautiful. Mary says, I called you. Oh. I don't know. I mix up. I hope it's 5:15. So, because I'm going to put that Nicholas to work. This system is playing games with my head today. I touch something, it plays on one side. I do something, it plays on the other side. I don't know. Anyway, I have a new system coming up, sponsored by Best Bite. They're going to sponsor me or help me with a new system that's going to sound delicious. So, folks, it's 4:55, and I don't know why we're not connected, but I will see. Mary, I called you. Which one of the Marys? Mary, quite contrary. I don't know. All right. If not, ladies, call me around 5:15, please. I need to talk a little bit about Victor because he was a friend of mine that I respected. He was also one of the better mass men here in the city of Montreal. He designed, he made, he put things together. And that little niece of his has such a beautiful... Oh, there they go now. I am divorcing them. Hello, ladies. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Okay, so it's a three-way call. I was giving you all problems?
No, it wasn't a three-way call. You told me at 5:45...
Oh, well, it's my mistake. I am totally sorry. So you know what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
You guys going to call me at 5:45. I thought it was 4:45, I told you. I was here stretching it. I stretched because I said, where are my ladies? But all right.
My cousin Siata just called me because, you know what? It's so weird because Natasha told me you told her 4:45. I said, but I spoke to Stretch after you today, and he told me a couple of times 5:45.
Oh,
so I was like, okay. So
I don't know.
Everybody's expecting 5:45.
Well, that's what I thought, and I'm totally sorry, ladies.
It's okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's come with age.
Hey, that's all right.
All right. So
it comes with sweetness. Stop it.
I'm gonna do this a two-part interview then because I just want to say, please accept my condolences to Mom, everybody about Mr. Sir Victor. I can't believe he has passed. You know, can I be honest with you?
Yes, you can.
I cannot believe it because he always looks so fit, so in shape.
Yes.
You know, he's like a guy who lives out here on the West Island. Every time I see him on the Facebook, or I see him in person. This guy looks so fit. He reminds me so much of Victor, and I always, you know, I used to pull up my stomach whenever I see Victor coming. I used to go. And everybody around me would be saying, "Why are you so quiet, Stretch?" I said, "No, I don't want to look. I miss him. You know, the talent.
Oh my gosh, it's not easy. It's not easy, Stretch.
I know, girl.
We miss him too.
Yes.
So you want us to call you back at 5:45?
Yes, and we're gonna do a quick one, right? And we're gonna talk a little bit about the singing because I want my grandsons to sing with me.
That is beautiful.
And I want you to tell me what it was. I'm going to ask both of you this question so you may prepare.
Okay.
Who was Victor St. Martin to you each individually? Mm-hmm. So prepare for that question.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right?
Okay.
But thanks for messing you guys up. I'm very good at doing that nowadays. You know, sometimes I ask my young friend to come and help me do something around here. And he turns up one day, and I am cussing him. He said, but you said to come yesterday. I came yesterday. So it's not your look. All right? So sorry about
that. It's all good.
All right?
That's okay, Stretch. Thank you so much.
Call me back. 5:45, right?
Yes, 5:45.
All right. All right, my dear.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Those are...
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know, Stretch, you got to go see your doctor. It's crazy. 5:00 in the p.m. Did I play any commercials yet? I think so, but I should play two more. Because I don't know. Louise is sitting there thumbing her madness. Oh, that madman Stretch didn't play any commercials yet. But I think I did. So, you know what? Where are the commercials, Stretch? You need to go home and come back, all right? Where are the commercials? Here we go. The ads. TNT's Palace.
6343 Victoria. Doubles. Macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
TNT Palace, somebody was telling me they make a wicked doubles, you know. So go check it out. I haven't been up there myself, but yes, I was. And I didn't have a doubles, I had a roti, which was very tasty. So go check out TNT Palace. Tell them Stretch sent you.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online.